The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hello and happy hump day. It's time for the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, a man with the true love of lady lumps. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to
my
be back.
Humps.
Yay,
my,
you're here.
My lady. Welcome. Oh yeah, that's right.
All right.
Fuck.
Here we go.
This is going to be a long show for me.
Christiana has returned to us.
Hi, I'm here.
Welcome back. You had a
thanks.
You had a valid excuse for not being here last week.
I did. I had to do my day job and stuff.
You had to do your day job all night.
I did. My day job ran longer than we usually record the podcast.
I hate when that happens.
I can't complain too much because it doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
It just like a lot of things hit at the same time last week and woof. I don't think I was a very pleasant person to be around, but fortunately I was usually at work and not around anybody.
There you go.
So whew.
Coming up on the show today, we'll talk about Casey Kasem. He's gone missing again.
Oh, Casey.
It's just, you know.
We'll explain. Burt Reynolds has some splaining to do of his own, and we'll talk a little dating naked.
That's awkward.
Plus my experience
love
with
it.
Going viral, kind of a little bit. We'll talk about all that. Yeah. Ooh.
Semi-viral.
I went semi-viral.
Wow.
Semi-viral kind of love.
Yeah. That's that way.
I don't know. It doesn't work. I don't know where that came from.
No, work with it. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, it came from Third Eye Blind.
Oh, is that where it came from?
Yeah, okay. Semi-Charm Kind of Life.
I remember them.
I like that song.
I knew it came from Third Eye Blind.
Yeah.
I just don't know why I decided to mash that in there. Keep going.
Come
on, we
got
a show, you guys. Let's not dwell on the bad jokes.
Yeah, I wish you'd step back. I wish you'd step back from that ledge, my friend.
Shit. I recognize that line.
God,
see, I feel
it.
Like sometimes there's like that age gap between me and...
Everyone here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so, well played,
it's
sir.
It's true,
well
but
played.
It's okay.
Yeah,
we're decades older than you are, literally.
You brought up the age gap,
literally.
and I posted a little photo meme on your Facebook wall because I found it amusing. I'm going to scroll down and see if I can find it here.
I didn't get a photo. I got the greatest quote
ever.
Did.
Yeah, you did.
I only got the quote.
You replied to it.
No, I got the quote. I didn't get a photo with it.
I said, this is a different one. I said, fingers crossed, and said, every time someone shares this picture, a Justin Bieber fan discovers Frank Zappa. And you replied, who? Guess I have to Google him now.
Oh, fuck. I haven't Googled him yet. I wanted to
And I have to admit, I'm a terrible person because my first reaction is, Jesus, Diana is so stupid.
Aww.
How does she not know who Frank fucking Zappa is?
That's cold, man.
Damn.
I know, but
that's cold.
Okay, I've come around because I talked
after a week of posting.
No. I posted that once, but I didn't post that I thought you were stupid. I just thought it. I'm saying it on a podcast now, but here's why I was
fuck.
Wrong. Here's how I was wrong because I talked to some people I work with who are, you know, 25 to 30 years old. And I mentioned Frank Zappa. I go, do you know who Frank Zappa is? And the only one of them who did is someone who worked in radio and he worked at a classic rock station. So it's really just the fact that Frank Zappa died in the early 90s. So when Frank Zappa died, he just sort of went away from the public consciousness. So you would have no exposure to him unless you...
Isn't that all of our deepest fear, by the way?
That you would go away?
Just go away from the public.
Well, okay.
That's why no one wants to be an
but
atheist.
Here's the thing. Like, a lot of my, like, white friends would know who Frank Zappa is, but...
If they were in their 30s, they would.
No, like, a lot of... Because they listen to classic rock. Like, I have a lot of friends that listen to classic rock. I know that. I'm sure they played, like, I've listened to his music or whatever he does. But the thing is, like, I grew up very Asian, so I listened to a lot of rap.
What?
No.
Did Ted just say no to me?
I did. I don't think that's the stereotype.
No.
Work
it
under
is,
stereotype.
It is where I came from.
No. Thank you.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Because, okay. If we're gonna,
hold on. So where you came from, every Asian were like the ones in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift? They just listened to rap music?
I haven't seen that movie,
but... Okay.
Yes.
And a very multicultural. My high school was like 30% African American, 30% Asian, 30% Hispanic, and 10% white kids.
How many of the whites were Jews?
And what's that?
How many of the whites were Jews?
Did
you get that breakdown?
I didn't get that breakdown.
Okay.
There were Jews scattered throughout all of the major demographic groups.
See, I didn't even know Jews were separate until high school. Like,
it's and a religion.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that. I didn't even know Filipinos existed until college. So, like,
what I'm trying to... I don't understand.
That was just a myth, like Sasquatch and Santa Claus.
I've been on the show for how long and how many times, and that's the first time I got Nate to laugh that hard. And it was a pure innocent mistake of being racist. It was a pure innocent racist mistake.
I don't think it's racist. It's
ignorance. That's just ignorance.
Yeah.
There's no malice. Malice and ignorance makes racism. Just plain ignorance just means you don't know.
I don't like saying that I was ignorant. But you're right. I was very ignorant. I didn't know Filipinos existed. I just found out Hmong people existed like probably 2 years ago.
Really? In Sacramento?
Yeah. No, exactly. I didn't know this shit. I went to Rio. Strong. Very white school. That's when I found out Jewish people existed.
They do exist. It's true.
Yeah, we have a Jew crew, and that's what happened. I didn't know they existed before because for me, it was just like I was by myself. I played golf, and like I just played golf with like I only saw color. Like I didn't see anything else besides that. I saw white.
Judaism, son.
Yeah.
Right.
White, black, right. Asian, and like I listened to him. Like I grew up like lightweight hood because I was broke. So it was kind of one of those things that like. That's it. That's all I know.
We want more Mexican-Americans, more Orientals, and more Negroes.
Sorry, I want you to ask your 25, 30-year-old coworkers if they knew Filipinos existed, like they knew Frank Zappa existed.
Oh, my God.
Because maybe there's a age group difference here.
You know, with Filipinos, really?
Yeah,
really?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just trying to help you out.
Wait, hold on. You wanna dig that dagger? You want to twist it as you're stabbing me?
I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I think he's made his point.
I made my point. I'm trying to... And maybe it's not your fault, is what I'm saying. Maybe a lot of people don't
it's
know
it's not
they
my
existed.
Fault it's my parents' fault. They didn't raise me properly to be exposed to okay when I was growing up and watching TV it was Family Matters mm-hmm. Full House Step mm-hmm. by Step like
so
where
you knew San Franciscans were real and
I knew San Franciscans
and Greeks because of Uncle
I didn't even pay attention to that shit. I was just like,
Jesse.
They're white families and they're happy. I was like, white people are always fucking happy. Like that was the stereotype that I grew
it's
up
true.
With like they're overly happy. So like
Family no! Matters was black people, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Family Matters was all
yeah,
was
yeah,
a black
yeah.
family. They were
Urkel.
Happy too.
Yeah, they're happy. Where is
that, Chicago? Chicago?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think
yeah, because nobody happier than black families in Chicago.
Well, it depends what side.
It's true.
All right.
So you think all white people are nothing but happy, right?
When I was younger, yes.
Except
right
for Christian
now,
Bale.
No.
But now that I'm older and I'm not as ignorant, I know that's completely false.
By the way, we're listening to Frank Zappa. This is Variations on the Carlos Santana secret chord progression from his album Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. Mm. Frank Zappa could riff on a fucking guitar like nobody's business. Anyway.
So Justin Bieber is amazing.
Oh, I have Bieber news for you. This is breaking. I have breaking Bieber news. Ted, are you ready for this?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah, Justin Bieber has tweeted, this is recently, this is today, he's teamed up with something called Shots.com, so stop it. The tweet is, shave the stash or let it grow. And then he posted a picture of himself with a half
oh, I saw that on stash. Instagram, because I sometimes creep on him when I'm bored. And he, like, has, like, a little thing going. I'm like, oh, you're finally trying to become a man. Like, that's cute.
Christiana, what do you think? Shave it or let it grow?
Shave it is always the answer. Always, always, always.
Mustaches are never a good idea, are they?
No.
Not a fan.
No.
Unless there's a beard.
I think
except
it kind of works
fun,
on him.
Fun fire stash. Fun
What's
fire
that?
Stash is fun. Like, firefighter stash, which is different than cop stash.
A little
How
bit,
is it different than a cop stash?
They're just fundamentally, they go for different styles of stashes.
I don't understand.
Which is my main criticism of the movie Planes, Fire, and Rescue, is that none of those little airplanes had mustaches, which
the
they
fuck
should
is
have
she
had.
Fucking, is she really talking about? I'm
yeah,
like
I am.
Asking
She's
you
here.
To describe it to me, and you're just like
it's
just
like think like handlebars and like long
here,
like friendly firefighter mustache. I don't know.
Oh, the longer so the cop stashes just stop here,
yeah.
And then the
and
firefighter
like, yeah
just,
like longer
oh, okay.
one like
See,
a friendly like
yeah
they're like
oh,
friendly mustaches.
Okay,
they can do whatever they want because they're firefighters.
Yeah, I agree. I completely
hazard.
Agree. I have not met a douchebag
like
firefighter. Yeah, no, that makes a lot more sense. Because when she was just like, they're just fundamentally different, I'm like, that did not answer my question.
It's like porn, you know when you see it. No, obscenity. You know,
yeah,
when
obscenity,
you see it.
Yeah.
Obscenity. Wow, Ms. Lawyer.
Oh, here's...
That's a real thing.
Family Guy with
no, them. It is. I'm just saying. Like, you're like, it's like porn. I'm like, fair enough. It's like child porn. Child porn, right?
What? No. 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 What? No.
Totally
no,
different.
No.
Similar.
No, they're like, we'll recognize child pornography when we see it, right?
No.
Or the porn in general?
No. No. No, it was just obscenity.
Obscenity.
It's not porn. Pornography is okay. Obscenity is different.
So I'm going to stop talking.
But you're learning.
You're on a roll. Yeah.
I've been learning this. I've been learning since 6:30, okay? I've been, this is way too much learning.
Oh. So some sad news this week. James Garner passed away from the movie Maverick, from the TV show The Rockford Files. He was apparently in The Notebook too.
I was going to say, my mind went immediately to his scene in The Notebook, and I was like, oh, he turned into a bird and it flew far, far away. And yes, I did just pick up a Forrest Gump reference in The Notebook, but it's kind of the same thing.
Hmm. Yeah.
Who's James? What was the scene in The Notebook?
He was the old guy reading the notebook.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
Well, the Iron Sheik took a moment out to remember James Garner, and he tweeted, "R.I.P. James Garner. I wish you have sex with anybody in the heaven."
No, he said, "I wish you have the sex."
Oh yes,
I'm
sorry. The sex with anybody.
I love how Christiana just corrected.
No, you're right.
The sex.
It's you know, that's absolutely right.
He chooses his words carefully. You have to respect it.
No, he spends like an hour in each tweet.
That was retweeted 313 times and has been favorited 316 times.
I think the next RIP post I have, I'm just like, you know what? I hope you just, because everyone's like, I hope you're parting it up, right? They're like a party friend, you're parting it up, right? Like up there, like I'll join you whenever. I think the next one's going to be like, you know what? I hope you're having sex with all the celebrities that you wanted to have sex with but couldn't.
Okay.
Is that like a
There's
next
no
thing?
Rape in heaven.
No.
Everyone's consensual.
Everyone's consensual.
All the time.
So it's like, you know, people say rest in love or like rest in paradise.
You're going to be like rest in a hot, sweaty bed of tangled sheets and a postcoital bliss.
So R.I.P. What's that going to be?
No.
I think that's like a sweet thing to do because everyone likes sex. Like I said that. I say that on stage. I'm like, everyone likes sex, right? And then like people get all quiet and I'm like, so am I the only
I'm sad
one?
Just you.
Just you.
There's an Iron Sheik tweet saying, "At Justin Bieber, tell your fucking father I break his fucking back with my camel clutch."
It's true. You should.
What's a camel clutch?
It's when you sit on someone when they're face down and pull them back and bend their back, their
yeah.
spine.
It's like the opposite of a camel.
The camel clutch is a submission move. It's yeah. how he ended a lot of his matches.
Yeah. Okay.
So since we're on Twitter, I had a Twitter. Little... So, Christiana, you might remember this. I went to the Stanislaus County Fair last week for work.
I do remember that.
And I decided to... I saw something, some fair food I'd never seen anywhere before. And I thought, I like all of these things in here. Let me have this. And it is a funnel cake bacon cheeseburger.
Dear God, what?
I am so, so fucking jealous because they did not have this at the state fair.
No.
And it was really hard to find, like... I didn't think the state fair had very good, rare, random food.
Oh. No, we'll get to the state fair. We'll talk
That's
about the state fair on Friday.
And
show.
Right. Fat.
But,
and bacon. What's your point? Look, then you go on some spinny rides, you barf it up. It's not a big deal.
So sugar and fat. Okay.
So this item.
Life is sugar and fat.
It's
okay.
Two. It's the buns for this thing are basically two mini funnel cakes.
So
define mini because I'm picturing.
Well, they're the
big
size. The size of a hamburger bun.
Funnel cake is a plate
with just as many calories.
No more.
It's a bun. Yeah, it's more than a bun. So the size of it, it's the size of a regular hamburger. It's not a huge item. But it's two funnel cake buns, and then there's just a regular quarter pound cheeseburger with a couple strips of bacon, and then they drizzle maple syrup on the top.
What?
I would like. Is this fair still going?
No, it ended. It ended on Sunday.
I'm gonna make my own. We're gonna watch some. You know what? Forget you naysayers and you non meat or pork product eaters. We're gonna watch some Formula One and we're gonna make this shit.
Formula One.
House.
Why did you point at me and say naysayer? Even though I am, but still, like you just automatically assume.
Well,
you
were you just saying you're saying
you're
like
a naysayer.
Ooh, fat. And, didn't sound like you wanted one of these burgers.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. I'm down to try anything, but like it just sounds like. okay, I'm the type of person that unless someone else orders fruit on their salad and I just happen to try it, I always enjoy it. Like, I always enjoy fruit mm-hmm. on my in my salad, like, for some reason. But I would never go out and order it on my own.
Okay. Well, this is one of those things. Like I said, I was wandering around the fair, and I was thinking, I'll have a turkey leg. And I'm like, no, I'm going to the state fair. They have turkey legs there. This, and I'm like, I've never seen this anywhere. It does not exist anywhere else. They're the only people doing this right now. Mm-hmm. And it's the company is called Sweet Cheeks, and they're based in Hillmar, California.
Sweet Cheeks.
I think they are at the state fair, but I don't think they're serving this.
I saw Sweet Cheeks. I think it's a different one. It's not the one from Hillmar.
I think you should go up to different booths and be like, all right,
I'm gonna
I
go
just
back to the
fun,
fair
okay.
and be like, I'm gonna get like parts from all of
and just
and
be like, here's
own.
The thing. You have the just walk into the room and be like, I know you guys have the ingredients. Just fucking make it for me, okay?
Well, I mean, all you need is the funnel cakes.
You need and a then deep
you, fryer. And a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's definitely
but
the
you need maple syrup. Just
need
like
a little
carry,
maple syrup.
Just carry that in your purse.
So anyway,
that's why I want to be a girl.
So anyway, it was really good.
Aim high, Diana.
It was really good. So I tweeted that I put it on Facebook and I tweeted it out when I got back on Wednesday night, and I don't think anything of it until 2 days later when Darren Revelle, who is the business reporter for ESPN, somehow comes across my tweet. And he gives me credit and retweets the picture and says, a fair in California is offering up this bacon cheeseburger with funnel cake buns via @NateDarling.
Super cool.
That is fucking awesome.
Super cool. And he put it up, and all of a sudden I start getting these notifications on Friday. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Blowing up. Because
I might get 10 to 20 a week normally. I got 20 of them in, I would say, 10 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Then you changed your preferences.
I'm like, what is going on? This post that he put up there has been retweeted over 500 times.
Damn, awesome. Local celebrity in that. Oh, local more than
normal? Yeah, we're not local. We're all over the world.
We're global.
International.
Yeah, you can get us anywhere.
We're intergalactic.
And it was known, and it's been I'm known to rock a microphone.
And it's been favorited. It's been favored by a lot of the same people, but it's been favorited like 500 times. So thanks, Darren Revelle, for mentioning the thing.
I did not like, what's his name, Walt Gray's reaction to it. Walt was very, he was a naysayer on the Facebook page.
Yep.
And then I wanted to like get back on that thing because he, if you go to the state fair, he narrates part of the tram ride.
Yep.
And I wanted to be like, you should leave the state fair if you don't like fair food, Walt Gray.
Yeah,
who the fuck is Walt Gray?
He is an anchor at News 10 now, and he used to work with me at KCRA.
He is such a friendly voice.
Yeah, I like Walt. Walt's fantastic. He's a good guy.
Just a naysayer.
Yeah, on this, yeah. Mm-hmm. His
like you.
His response was,
and me.
No, Nate, no.
I think we should do a podcast outing. Either go out, like get all the ingredients for this right at the fair, figure it out, eat it. Or and then like because we agreed that one of the podcasts I was going to be watching porn, so we should all go and get together.
Wait, we did.
I'm not sure.
I don't recall
was
that.
Was I
one.
Here for that recording?
I missed that
Wait,
one.
Did I made that up on my own.
I think you did. I think you mistook the get Diana to the Bunny Ranch for watching
Is
porn
that what
together.
Happened? No, maybe. Wait.
Because I don't
no,
think
that's
we're going
to. Okay, food I'm not. Porn, I'm not. Sure. Yeah, I'm not like a person that's like I'm thinking about sex all the time. I'm just saying like I think that was just a thing because like I never seen it and then like you guys like. I'm just like I'm curious. So I was like, let's all. It was like baseball, and I think porn was the other one. And then take me to the Bunny Ranch. I'm very self-centered as I'm going with this list.
I don't know that we're going to find porn that we all agree on. I think that's going to be the problem.
Hmm.
I don't, is that where we're going to run
into? A détente.
What about
porn?
Baseball though? Like, do you guys root for the same teams? Because
no.
I root for whoever roots.
You go to
RiverCats.
Like,
no, if you go to a RiverCats game, unless they're playing like the Angels AAA team, I'll root for the RiverCats.
Yeah, that's my role
team.
Too. Unless they're playing the Dodgers.
Yeah.
In terms of porn, wouldn't lesbian porn work for all of us? Okay,
Christiana.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm down with that.
See?
All right, see,
good.
I we settled yeah. on
problems. So Ted, you're a problem
my,
solver.
But it's been my observation that girls are usually fine with lesbian porn, and then guys get all like, oh, like
it's
porn.
A very visceral reaction.
But I don't,
it's true.
The thing is, okay, I hate.
I mean, gay porn doesn't necessarily do it for me. Like, I'd rather watch chicks just in terms of what, but any porn,
too.
But porn is porn. It's like pizza, chocolate, sex. It's like, okay,
here's
sure.
I'm down. I guess I'll like, because everyone's the majority, I'll settle for gay, like lesbian porn, But like for me, it just seems so fake. Because I like it's just the idea of it. I'm just like, I have a hard time imagining porn in general being like what sex is like in real life. And I'm not experienced in straight sex. So like it's kind of like I'm pretty sure that's not how it goes. Because I've seen snippets like in movies. Like I watched Don John. Like I know what that's like. But then lesbian porn, I'm just like, I've had lesbian sex, and right. that's not how it goes down. But then again, I've only seen snippets, so it's kind of like I'm making assumptions at this point. But I think it's fake.
Yeah.
Oh, Ted.
Yeah, we'll watch. It's like WWE. It's staged, but it's still enjoyable.
Is this
yeah, I'm pretty sure
WWE of like.
Here's the thing about porn. The reason porn is very different than actual normal sex with people. One of the big reasons is. You need to get a camera angle that you just can't get if people had sex the way they normally do. Like if
there's not cameras typically involved with normal people having sex.
Right, but what I'm saying is when they're shooting porn, they need to be able to get an angle to show you something. Because if you were to just show someone performing cunnilingus on a woman, it would pretty much be, for the most part, mouth pressed up against the crotch area.
All sex is... stuff pressed up against stuff.
Exactly. And so when they're doing
so
porn,
romantic.
They need to move out of the way so they can get the camera shot. So they're in positions they're not going to get into.
Oh, that you
they're
can normally see. Okay, now
just
I'm
so
understanding
that you can
why
see.
People like porn. Now I get that makes sense to me.
It's like sex only prettier.
Yeah, okay, I get like normally you can't see unless you like position them. Okay, now porn makes sense. Like I spent what 20 something years like thinking like porn never made sense, but now porn makes
sense.
It's like
good job, Nate.
Yeah, thank you, Nate.
You made her a believer.
I'm the porn whisperer. That's what we did. So yeah, Darren Revelle made me Twitter famous for a bit.
Yay,
Darren Revelle. Hey, and if anybody's listening to the show because of the funnel cake bacon cheeseburger, thanks. Hope you're enjoying it.
And please support the show by shopping.
I love it. Somebody tried to glom on to, which was always amusing when someone's like, hey, this is coming out. So this guy who he's a huge Raider fan and he's trying to do this. He's at the Raider Ryan he's trying to do some internet sports thing. So he gloms onto this thread. I'm like, what? Stop, dude. You're trying too hard. Leave me alone. Anyway. Also, in the past week, the Malaysian Airlines passenger jet was shot down over the Ukraine. I don't think anybody's claimed responsibility for this. We just know it's been shot down.
So a lot of pointing fingers, a lot of unclaiming responsibility. You know what I don't get, though?
What's that?
I feel like this story should be bigger than it is. Like, it's not that big. I mean, I'm not glued to the 24-hour news cycle channel, so maybe it is bigger than I think. But
it is not.
But
it is not.
But I mean, holy shit, everybody!
Yeah, here's why it's not. How many Americans were on the plane?
Yeah, I know, well, like a half of one.
And the other thing is, the big story that came out first was there were 100 AIDS researchers on the plane. Turns out, not so much.
Wasn't there like one that was in the top? Like
it was like
three?
A really big one.
Yeah, there was one, but it wasn't half of the conference that was meeting. It was there. It was one. It happened on the other side of the world, and everybody's mad at Obama because brown children are showing up in our country, and we don't know what to do with them. So that's why. But in the midst of it all, MSN...
The world sucks, like, last couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the world sucks,
too.
Right?
Yeah, no, I went
like
on Facebook.
There's suckage everywhere.
I went on Facebook. This is how I get my news. I went on Facebook, and, like, typically it's, like, sad story, couple happy stories, and a sad story. But, like, the last week I went on, it was just, like... all fucking sad shit, and I'm just like, this is, there was like one or two happy stories in between all that, and I scrolled quite a bit because I'm a creeper, so I just didn't understand. Like, I think it's the weather. There was that one day, like yesterday or the day before, when it started raining, everyone that worked that day that I spoke to, like I went to Chipotle. Oh, so it was yesterday. So I went to Chipotle and this one girl, like the
tell?
Girl
every day Chipotle day.
Damn. Because I just had no guac that day. So the girl that was like ringing me up, she was just like in a bad mood too. And everyone, and we're friends, as friends as you can be. And I think it's just, I don't know what the fuck it is with the world. If it's the stars, if it's the weather, global warming.
Do you think Facebook's doing another one of those experiments? Like,
I think they are. I think they are. Because that was sort of leaked out that Facebook was doing basically mind fucks with people. Basically, Facebook is mind fucking you. Get used to it.
Which again just looks like a mind squished up against another mind.
It does.
Hey, but I don't want to so is that rape? Mind rape?
Well, you've engaged. You went into Facebook, so
it was consensual.
Yeah, yeah. And you went into the.
That's like saying, okay, forget it. I don't want
to. Wow, we're not about to go over there because you
don't want to go down this road anymore.
Move on from the analogy. No, because Facebook is. I think what Facebook does now is your news feed tends to get populated by things that are like what you're saying and reposting.
Yeah.
So if you start reposting puppies and rainbows and positive thoughts, your Facebook feed gets filled with them. If you start posting dark things or controversial things, your Facebook feed. So they're basically mirroring what you're putting out there. And so I think it says a lot about you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It's how it is. So life.
This is that's awkward.
That's kind of what they're doing. So if your Facebook feed starts doing certain things, you have the power to change it.
And if you surround yourself with negative people, it's because you're a negative person.
And that's part of it, yeah.
It's all how life works.
Damn.
Put love out there.
Or you're a masochist.
Yeah, one of those two.
Well, so as the news was breaking, MSNBC was on TV live and they were taking phone calls from people. And one of them turned out to be someone they didn't think it was.
All right, Congressman Peter Welch, thank you so much. And let's turn now to an MSNBC exclusive. U.S. Staff Sergeant Michael Boyd is at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine and says that he saw a missile in the air hit the plane. He is on the phone with us. Sergeant, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Please tell us what you saw there on the ground in Ukraine.
Well, I was looking out the window and I saw a projectile flying through the sky, and it would appear that the plane was shot down by a blast of wind from Howard Stern's ass.
So it would appear that the plane.
Okay.
Why is she repeating it?
Okay. So let's go back a bit and hear again what he says and how she reacts to it. The plane was shot down by a blast of air from Howard Stern's ass. This is obviously a prank call.
Stern's ass.
So it would appear that the plane was shot down. Can you tell us anything more from your military training of what sort of missile system that may have been coming from?
Well, you're a dumbass, aren't you?
Wow.
Damn.
I'm sorry, sir.
Is she messing with him?
Is there no producer also?
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with all the latest next.
Did she fuck with him or she just totally clueless?
She's clueless.
Okay.
He's right. She's a dumbass.
That's.
Well, I'm assuming there's probably like six people talking in her ear at the point, like after this first thing going, like, oh, what do we do?
I don't know.
No, that's you not listening.
No, it's the right. Okay.
That's you not listening.
There's no producer anywhere who can hit the hang up button.
I think that's what happened. Like, seriously. When she was like, excuse me, sir, I think that's what happened.
No. She went to the recap. She went to, so you're saying it was shot down? It's like,
so bizarre.
No, but after that, he said, oh, wow, you're a dumbass. And then she responded with,
excuse me, sir.
And then there's no response after that.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying that's where the hang-up probably happened. They were like, oh,
the
shit.
They called before.
They should have filtered that shit.
By the way, she is a dumbass. Okay, the plane was shot down from a blast of air from Howard Stern's ass.
Okay, I'm not defending her. I'm just saying maybe this was a freak thing. People are allowed to make mistakes, and I'm only saying that because I made a really big one at work the other day. So I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. There goes another plane. Oh, no. They're falling from the sky.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Yeah, okay.
I'm impressed she kept her cool so well. Maybe she's just too dumb to lose her cool.
She looked like a deer. Here's the thing.
I ain't watch it.
She looked like a deer in headlights. I've not heard of her. Mm. And my guess is she should not have been on the desk at all. And she was put into a position that she was not even remotely ready for.
Mm.
Speaking of not being ready, apparently the ground's not ready for Casey Kasem because the fate of his physical body is still raging on a month after he died. The late radio legend's body was last seen being flown from Tacoma to a funeral home in Montreal. I don't know why Montreal, but that was two days before a judge ordered that his widow, Jean Kasem, return the body to Tacoma for an autopsy. That was requested by his daughter. The body never arrived. The Canadian funeral home reportedly has no record of any arrangements for Casey's body, either under his name or his wife's. Now, before he passed away last month, his daughters fought with the stepmother over the rights to determine medical care for the radio DJ. And at one point, Jean Kasem was forced to turn over custody of her dementia-suffering husband to her children, to the children, not her children. After that, things took a turn for the ugly. We talked about it on the show. Nearly a month after his June 15 death, the Pierce County Superior Court Judge Rama Culpepper ordered Jean to make sure that Casey's remains were kept intact and available to ship back stateside. Now, the radio host's daughter, Carrie Kasem, requested the autopsy in response to learning that the stepmother had planned for the Montreal Parlor to conduct an autopsy on their own, which is weird. Carrie's petition states that she feared the stepmother would prevent Washington-based autopsy by having Casey's remains cremated. The daughter also believes that Jean Kasem may have contributed to Casey's death by taking him on a week-long car ride to keep him sheltered from his daughters, causing bed sores and other possible complications. That would have been the trip from L.A. up to Washington State. So, safe home, Casey Kasem? I don't know. This is the weirdest thing I have ever heard of.
I can't believe it's still going on with this shit.
I mean, there's family drama and there's family drama, but this is really unfortunate. I mean, he's dead and gone, so this doesn't... It has no... It's not like he's feeling any of this, but this is just terrible. I mean, just weird. What would possess... I mean, seriously, what would possess someone to do this sort of thing? I mean...
No idea.
Families make people crazy.
The only thing I can think of is that she was actually afraid that she would be somehow held criminally liable for his condition and his death. That's... I'm speculating, so I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a speculator.
I don't know.
I'm a podcaster.
Now it involves Canada, so I'm out.
That's where I'm in.
Wow, is that what,
I'm in.
What's your Canada? No,
I got
sorry.
Nothing outside of California. I got nothing.
Let me. I'm very curious. Jean Kasem. Let's see if she's from. I don't know where the frig. No, she's an American actress. I don't know. No, she's American. So she's from New Hampshire.
It's close to Canada.
It is. It's not where she's from. Let me see, Casey. Casey was born in Detroit. So Casey also, I don't know where Montreal comes into this. This is just all very strange.
They want some poutine.
Poutine tastes good. Speaking of old people, Burt Reynolds has been divorced from Lonnie Anderson for 20 years. So Diana doesn't even know they were married or who they are.
No idea who they are.
He was in Boogie Nights.
Vaguely remember that.
He won an Academy Award, didn't he? Best Supporting Actor.
And in Planes, Fire, and Rescue, they had a character called Boat Reynolds who had a Burt Reynolds mustache. So clearly they could put a mustache on an inanimate object, but they didn't for the... Anyway, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
It absolutely
continue.
True. It's still not over, though. Apparently Lonnie is still dogging him for nearly $250,000 to make things right. It was one of the most bitter divorces in the history of Hollywood. He accused her of sleeping around. She accused him of physical brutality. And there were drug allegations and lots of other things, too. Now, the 5-year marriage officially ended in 1993 when Burt agreed to pay Lonnie $234,794.13. Lonnie, who starred in WKRP in Cincinnati, which was around long before Diana, said Burt paid some, but still owed her $97,000. He didn't pay, went into bankruptcy in the late 90s, continued to ignore the debt, went into foreclosure, et cetera, et cetera. Lonnie has gone back to the court, and 2 months ago, the judge ordered Burt to pay up once and for all, but with interest. The tab now, $154,520.98.
I don't want to break some news in your podcast, but I think your cat has worms.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because I think there's a worm on his butt right now.
Is there a worm on your butt? Let's...
Are we checking
just
out
in. What a scoop. Oh, great. Now...
I don't know.
There's a little white thing in
there. Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know where he would have gotten a worm. That's terrible. Half.
Oh, creeped out.
Half, where are you getting worms from?
There was a lot of things that just went down.
There is.
I mean, I mentally checked out because this was before I was born. But then I heard worms. I'm like, wait, this is the present. I should pay attention.
And you got to say, Nate, gazing at his cat's
butt.
Wait,
what's the problem with... Oh, something. I got disconnected, I think.
Oh, I think I might have done that. Whoops.
What's the problem
with... Did you unplug?
I may have unplugged her inadvertently.
Oh, I hear... Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you fine.
We can hear you.
Okay, that's great. I don't need to...
Don't worry, we can hear you.
But what do worms do? Like, what's the problem with that?
They're parasites.
They prevent the cat from getting all the nutrients from his or her food. Also, they're fucking disgusting.
Yeah, there's that. That would be
because they come out of their butts, and then you look down, and there's one on like your leg or the couch, and it like moves.
Does it get on you? Like, can you get worms?
No.
Well,
maybe you could, but no, not can it get unless you're eating their cat. Unless you're eating their cat food, their food or their like poop.
Oh, poor Hef.
He'll be okay.
It goes away with pills. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, that's weird.
How much are pills though?
I don't know. I don't know, man. It's been a long time since I had a cat.
Yeah, it's weird.
Or worms.
I have no idea where he would have picked them up either, because he, I mean, he's an indoor cat.
Yeah.
That's strange.
And Ace doesn't have them.
Well, no. Well, they're both indoor cats, and the only place they've been is the vet. So.
Aha, there's your culprit.
Stupid vet.
Yeah, try to get that shit for free.
Stupid vet. So anyway, Bert's rep has no comment, so Bert Reynolds deadbeating it. Terrible thing.
I do vaguely remember him, but after a certain point, I just like kind of assume they're not relevant anymore. Kind of Carson Daly, I found out he's still relevant because he's a host on the Good Day, whatever.
The Today Show.
Today Show.
He's also one of the hosts of The Voice.
Oh fuck, you're right.
Yeah, he is more than relevant. He's on two network shows.
But the thing is, like, I don't have cable TV, so it didn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. But like, I remember back in the day, like, you mentioned his name, everyone knew, and like, I say, hey, Carson Daly, people are like, wait, who? Like, because not everyone has like even basic cable anymore.
He's on a broadcast network. It's free over the air.
Okay, some people don't have that, and some people are too busy for that shit, Nate. Some people have way too much shit to do.
Oh, good for you.
Christian Bale is always there for you. I know you don't have cable, so you didn't get to see it, but Dating Naked premiered.
I try to watch that.
Last week, two small ratings. It's not
the size of the ratings.
It's not a total bust, but they expected higher numbers. The premiere episode, which I watched, had a modest 826,000 viewers. By comparison, most of the network's original series average at least 1 million viewers, with all of the top six averaging more than 2 million viewers. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, yeah, we all watched that, right? 3.5 million viewers, and the network's least watched, the short-lived revival of Best Week Ever, 226,000 viewers. VH1 points out the performance is better than the show's time period average, and when combined with its 11 p.m. repeat, the premiere audience increased to 1.3 million viewers. Besides, it was only the first episode, so perhaps Dating Naked is a grower, not a shower. Huh? Entertainment Weekly wrote that. So here's the setup to the show. So a man and a woman show up on this paradise island, and they're told they will have dates with three people, naked dates with three people. And at the end of the dates with three people, they have to pick the person. Each one of them gets to pick the person that has captured their heart, so to speak. And the first date is with the person that they're with right then. So they go off, get naked, and then they do activities.
What kind of activities?
Well,
horseback riding was one of them, wasn't it?
That's on an upcoming episode.
My bad. Spoiler alert! Sure. We should make that a disclaimer.
Boogie boarding was one of them.
Sure.
There was boogie boarding.
You think they'd have gone with body surfing.
They had naked painting, which turned into something weird. I know, right? What else was there? I'm trying to think what it was. There were a few of them. There was the naked nature hike, which of course is awesome.
Got a lot of bug bites.
And then of course the day ended with every day was a different date, and every night they would end at the pool, the clothing optional pool, and that's where the drama really kicked in. So.
See, that's the thing I don't understand. Like, a lot of those daytime activities, even the nighttime one, because I don't trust pools, but like I would just do those in clothes, because like, you're right, bug bites, like little things like that where you're just like, I would rather have clothes doing those activities just so I'm covered. But because it's hot, typically I don't like, I would be less clothed.
Wait, did anybody say it's like that Seinfeld episode too, where like some stuff you shouldn't do naked, like it's not attractive to open a jar or cough?
Anything.
Wait, open a jar naked? That's not attractive.
Like,
oh, wait. Not, it just looks how like many bent people over. You do you like? Why am I? I'm honestly it's, all it's I'm going through my head.
So Seinfeld was a popular sitcom in the 90s.
Oh my god.
There are no Filipinos
really,
in it.
No.
Really? Are we doing this right now?
Yes, we had. Oh, we no. had to have
first
a third
off,
hit on that
all
joke.
All right. Here's the thing. I'm not that young. Mm. I remember Seinfeld. I was just too young to appreciate it, so
he
I
was
never
Jewish,
watched
you know.
It.
It's true, they were
and
all Jewish.
And also because he was Jewish, and I just didn't know those people existed nor cared. So
they're the white people that complain a lot.
Oi, and find Ooh. Good values.
Ooh. Those were very bad times.
It's true.
It's
okay.
I actually just saw that Family Guy episode. And I heard it. I was like, that's where he got it from. That's,
right.
But yeah, I Seinfeld, Frasier was another one that I didn't get into because I was too young.
Yeah, Frasier was.
But I do know it was because I remember when I was really desperate just to watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And my TV, yeah, and my TV time was up. I was like, fuck it. I'll watch like 10 minutes of it. MASH was another one.
So
MASH.
Wow. Going back to Frasier, Frasier was a spinoff of a show. What show was
what?
It a spinoff of?
Oh, fuck. Way too young for that.
Spinoff of a much more popular show.
Yeah.
Where everybody knows your name.
Cheers, really? That was a spinoff of Cheers?
Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Oh, real.
Wow.
Indeed.
Is it bad that I just made assumptions on everyone's economical status by going to a bar where everyone knows your name?
Maybe.
No, I don't know. What do you think, they're rich or poor? Or what's poor, your assumption?
Well, poorer than what I thought, because Frasier lived in a really nice apartment. Wasn't that New York?
Seattle. Oh, sorry.
Seattle?
When he moved to Seattle. Yeah. Sorry.
So it's a really nice apartment in Seattle, which I guess at the time probably didn't cost as much as I'm thinking in my head. But like something like that big, I was like, he must be really rich. So for that to come from Cheers, which is typically middle class.
Well, he was the fish out of water there. The way they introduced the character. No need to explain it all, but he was the fish out of water in Cheers.
He was a successful psychiatrist.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense to me now.
All right, now that we've learned some things, let's do this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cool or tool, fair food. Ted?
I'll go cool. Just don't overindulge, you'll get sick.
Diana?
I concur.
Christiana?
Yeah, it's cool. It's fine. Like I tell my kid, moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Fair food is cool. People who get so amped up that they pop a blood vessel over fair food and that it's coming, like, they need to settle.
That exists. That scares
me. Like they reshare tweets about crazy burgers on Twitter. Come on, guys. Get over yourself. And they share.
I love Ted's little zingers. They just like it makes me happy. I'm like, Ted, you never disappoint me.
Oh, thank you.
I wait for it.
Up next in cooler tool, Ted.
Cool.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It's Burt Reynolds, Diana.
Fuck. Cool because he's Burt Reynolds.
Christiana.
Cool. I don't know. I got nothing.
It's not binding in a court of law, so either way, Ted.
I'm on the fence. I'm going to lean Tool just because he doesn't do it for me. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm toolish.
Yeah, I mean, it's not okay to deadbeat out on your ex-wife and all that, but come on. Smokey and the Bandit, Cannonball Run, Stroker Ace.
Yeah, Tool, you're right.
He was the biggest movie star in the world for a time.
See, that kind of stuff, it's like Chris Brown. Like, everyone forgave him for beating up Rihanna because it's like he was talented. He's talented. Most people agree that he's talented. So it's like, how talented are you? Like Michael Jackson, the whole like child. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm just saying that if you're super talented, you can get away with a lot of shit. AKA Justin Bieber. He will forever do nothing wrong in my heart.
Aw.
And finally in cooler tool, dating naked. Christiana.
Dating naked is toolish because your tools are out.
Huh?
It's true. Lots of bad puns on that show too. With that, Diana.
She took my bad to pun, but yeah, or my bad joke, but yeah, tool.
Ted?
Yeah, just nothing good about that. It's tool.
It's actually kind of cool. Just because the fact that people are that the thing is when they do the interviews, it really breaks down to people who are just so desperate to find that connection with somebody that they will literally go on TV with their bare ass hanging out in the hopes that they'll find someone so that they won't be lonely.
Dude, if I had the fucking body for it, I'd totally do it.
Oh, wait till upcoming episodes. They don't all have the body for it.
But that's the thing. I know, like, if I had the body for it, you get, like, hella shit on your inbox and shit. You might get a modeling contract. By modeling, I mean a porn contract.
Oh.
And that's hella money right there. I'm not above that.
You're not above porn?
I'm not above money. Is that?
No, you're above porn. I think that was the question at hand.
Fair. I mean, if they're hot enough, I guess. It's whatever to me. Sex is whatever to me. I think that's a problem. I think that's the main core issue, is that sex is just whatever to me.
Okay.
Really?
You need to watch some porn before you decide that you want to do it.
I just got, like, completely jaded, like, probably, like, a day ago. So
a day ago?
Talk to me in, like, another, like, 2 weeks. I might change my mind. So right now is a two-week window, everybody. Wow, I just said that.
Wow.
Fuck.
Get in while you can.
Get into her inbox while you can.
Yeah, y'all are just enjoying that one. You two are really enjoying that.
Is that what you've nicknamed it, your inbox?
Oh, God, I should name it my inbox.
Dumplin's inbox.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that callback.
It's awesome.
You raised this. Oh, wait, never mind. No. I answered the questions.
You brought it on yourself.
I did.
Or else Nate created a quiz that would make you dumpling.
Yes, I
infiltrated the internet. Did it. Well, Ranker.com, Ranker, it's a platform that produces thousands of crowdsourced answers to opinion-based questions, collected nearly 14,000 votes to determine which companies had the worst customer service.
AT&T.
We have the list of the top 10 terrible companies.
I wanted to guess.
Well.
Time Warner. Bank of America.
Comcast.
They're all in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Number 10 is Ticketmaster.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's your fees. It's all the damn fees.
It's the fees.
It works well. Yeah, it's just the fees. The customer service is...
Oh, so rapey. Tickets.com, not better. I mean, for Christopher Titus, the fees on two tickets were $16.50, which is not okay. Gold's Gym comes in at number 9.
Really?
Of all the gyms, Gold's Gym... Oh, that makes sense.
Really? I have never worked with them. What do they do?
I never have either, but they're probably, like, not poor for a reason.
I was a member of Gold's Gym for a period of time when there was one in Natomas here. It's changed to something else.
Oh, yeah. It's like Fitness 19.
Yeah, it's expensive, and they try and lock you into long contracts. Sound familiar?
Who does it?
Yeah. Number 8, Best Buy.
Oh, interesting. Haven't shopped there in ages.
I thought Best Buy was pretty good.
Well,
they try to make you buy warranties, but everyone does that too.
Citibank comes in at number 7.
Oh, fuck Citibank.
Well, Comcast number 6.
Yeah.
Number 5, American Airlines.
Huh. I haven't worked with them much either.
Number 4, Walmart. Walmart.
Really?
Interesting.
Number 4 in customer service.
Is that your experience with Walmart, Nate?
My experience is they have no customer service.
Yeah, how could it be bad if it doesn't exist?
Home Depot has the worst customer service.
Home Depot.
Here's my only expectation.
Because of the trowel thing, you got to let it go. I think you just had a bad day. I've had lots of help from company people.
Really? I've had people like, I cannot find anyone to help me at Home Depot when I go there. It's ridiculous.
Hello?
Was it a spade? It was a spade, right?
Whatever you want to call it.
It was a thing. You're like,
trowel.
Exactly.
No, actually, that was an exception. I got someone to talk to me. They gave me wrong information. But anyway, it was a trowel. I was looking for a trowel, but they didn't know what a trowel was. In the garden section. Thank you for bringing that up, Christian. I'd forgotten about it.
Now he's mad
now
again. Fuck
Home Depot.
All right, I feel better.
Okay. Well, you know why, Ted.
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
So you get past stuff. My expectation of customer service at Walmart is that there are things on the shelves and that they have cash registers open. Beyond that, zero expectation for me.
That might even be going
okay. In customer service and retail's defense is just like the whole like selling things is because like one they get a kickback probably more than likely they get a kickback or like you know that's their job on the line. I know like for me personally like if I don't meet a certain quota, my job's on the line. So, well, like, it's shitty, but, like, that's what they push upon us. And there's other times where, like, honestly, like, at the end of the day, if we really want to break it down, it's just that they don't fucking pay us enough to give a fuck. Like, to deal with all the shit that people, how normal people treat us. Like, every time one customer treats me, like, super, like, just like as a human being, I'm like, holy shit, like, let me go out of my way to help you. But a lot of the time, I don't get that. I get treated like shit. and I get treated like a dumbass. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm pretty sure I can keep up. Like, I don't understand. Like, they just look down on people. And, like, you know, and the customer's defense also, because I do that now, is that, like, I have a lot of coworkers that are dumb as hell. So it's like, I see where they're coming from.
Oh, dear.
There's only two retailers that made the top 10 of the list, Best Buy and Walmart. Mm. Number three, Bank of America. I'm surprised they're not number one with a bullet.
They're the worst.
Yes.
Bank of America. I've had Bank of America since I was like 15 and got a bank account. And because of when I got it and like the various deals I have, I pay no fees on a single thing. I've never had a problem with them, mainly because I don't use them for anything except my my paycheck goes there and then it goes out to other stuff. I've just never had a problem with them. But I've never had cause to interact
good
with them.
That's because you had a fucking paycheck that covered. Because like for me, they like randomly started charging me without telling me. And then this one time they cut off debit card.
Okay. Did you call them?
Yeah, because I was at Sears and I got declined. That was embarrassing. And like and so I called them like, what's up? And they're like, oh, we sent you another one. I'm like, you guys didn't notify me of this at all. And they're like, that's why we sent you another one like right away. And I was like, really? That was your solution to it? Just send me another. And now I don't have a Hello Kitty card.
Oh, that sucks.
There are lots of stories of Bank of America foreclosing on
Fuck
people
Bofa.
who are actually paying their mortgage. My favorite was they foreclosed on a property that they did not hold the mortgage on.
Wow, that's ballsy.
What?
Yeah, they're not the only bank who did
shit. Oh, no,
like
no,
that,
no.
So.
There's a bunch of
most
shitty
of the
ones.
Banks were doing banks that.
Ted?
Yes.
Your winner, AT&T, comes in at number two for terrible customer service.
I don't like them.
Well, I don't blame you. They're not good. They're the third largest company in Texas, though, Ted.
Doesn't sway me in any way.
They are the largest provider of both mobile telephony and fixed telephony in the United States, and they both suck. They also provide broadband subscription TV services like UVerse, which isn't very good.
I have UVerse.
I've had it.
What is that? Is that just
it's like internet. Yeah. Oh, plus phone, internet. You know, it's just maybe, all bundled together. Yeah, yeah. But I can get the full bundle.
And you can get TV, too, if you're in the right place. And the number one terrible customer service, Time Warner Cable. Three cable companies, including the top two.
Yep.
What was that one cable company that like just got so much shit on Twitter because one person posted about their experience?
Comcast.
Comcast. Mm-hmm. And they're not on there?
They are. They're number six.
They're number six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Way to go, society.
You know, everybody wants to be popular, but sometimes you get too popular and then the man just wants to shut you down.
Oh. Ain't that always the way?
Well, story of my life.
Mm-hmm. LA's first medical marijuana farmers market was so popular in its debut weekend that they were going to do it every weekend. But now LA City Attorney Mike Feuer is saying not so fast on that one. He successfully obtained a temporary restraining order against the market. The California Heritage Market hosted the West Coast Collective in East L.A. and drew thousands of people over the 4th of July weekend, offering medical cannabis products for sale, farmer to patient, to card-carrying members. No incidents were reported, and activist Cheryl Schumann even said that she was greeted the police officers who dropped by and introduced them to the growers. Hmm. But now the city attorney is saying that the market is in violation of Proposition D for dickbag, which places a limit on the number of dispensaries that can operate in the city. That number, 135. And fewer.
You'd think it would have been 420. Am I right? What?
Wow. The theme of the show is... Wait, I'm like sad I didn't know about this sooner.
It was in L.A.
Yeah, it was.
Dude, I would have drove down for L.A. for a fucking farmer's market or that shit. I love farmer's markets. That's like one of the things. And then with weed, too, which I personally don't smoke because this is a podcast and I can't, you know, whatever I do is what I do, but I don't smoke weed. But I would have loved to attend to such an occasion.
So, anyway, yeah, you need to have a card. You need to have the special card to get it at the farmer's
Chipotle
market. But.
Okay, because that's really hard to do. And oh my God, yes, Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Man, like, honestly, when you mentioned opening jars, I was like, Chipotle. I don't know why, but
opening Chipotle, I guess it sounds the same.
Dude,
I don't
I'm
know.
About to get a burrito because I haven't had a tortilla in a long time. I think I'm going through my fat phase because I was just like, I'm sad and I just want to eat everything Aww. Possible.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Someone comfort Diana. About Nate's just like, all right.
What am I going to say?
No. I want you to hold me, Nate, since so I can cry into your bosom. And
oh, God. My bosom?
I don't know. Isn't that what things Hef, people say?
Hef, put your wormy butt on her lap yeah. and comfort her.
Oh, my God, no.
Jeez.
Thanks, God.
Very
weird.
Selective about Thanks how much comfort go. You need.
Right.
Wow. Because yeah. I'm a princess, and I should be treated as such, okay?
Aw.
Y'all best recognize.
I do. I recognize. Princess Dumpling in the house.
Yeah, it's something. Aww.
Snap, snap, snap.
So in San
Francisco, snap, snap, snap. Hey,
in San Francisco, they put up a new billboard in downtown, sponsored by conservatives and with the blessing of the restaurant industry. Oh. Shows an iPad along with copy that reads, "San Francisco, meet your minimum wage replacement." It's a billboard because. It goes on to say, with a $15 minimum wage, employees will be replaced by less costly automated alternatives, and points to the website badideaca.com. That site is apparently funded by an outfit called the Employment Policies Institute, a nonprofit group based in Washington, D.C., that the New York Times revealed earlier this year to be nothing more than a front for a public relations firm that represents the restaurant industry.
Dun, dun, dun.
Often in the interest of killing minimum wage hikes, as it did earlier this year with a proposed federal minimum wage raise in Congress, the Bad Idea CA site points to, quote, evidence, unquote, that San Jose's 2013 minimum wage hike to $10 has only led to a 45% reduction in staff and a 40% reduction in hours based on a survey they did of 163 restaurants, not to mention higher prices in those restaurants. About 11% of San Francisco workers, or 60,000 people, make minimum wage, many of them in the service industry. Current minimum wage is $10.74 per hour, at least in San Francisco. As Pando reported, the Employment Policies Institute is headed up by a lobbyist and PR mastermind, Rick Berman. The guy, 60 Minutes, did a whole story on using his nickname, Dr. Evil.
Nah.
So, yeah. It's... When are people going to stop falling for scare tactics?
Never.
I mean, they work really well. I know. I work in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already turned in, at least when you're talking about promoting news stories, the days when you could just put out a promo that said, "Something in your refrigerator is going to kill you."
What?
And people would watch.
Actually, right now, something is. There was a recall on plums and apricots and pluots and stuff for Listeria.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
No, it's true.
Not in my fridge.
Because it's particularly nasty kind
Damn,
of.
Damn, I haven't had plums in a while, but I was craving
It's very important.
Now you know.
To remove it if
the
you're
more you know.
Pregnant, well, too.
I mean, like, I kind of agree with the whole, like, minimum wage thing. Though, like, not they shouldn't raise it to 15.
Why is that?
Well, like, because I read this article, because you know that's always fact, and and because it's like they're saying like a lot of the service industries, like it's in big cities like that, a lot of the restaurants are very like family owned or like, you know, small businesses. So, or they're not owned, like, owned by, like, big corporations, so they can't keep up with that. So they will, like, you know, staff down. What's another word for that?
Downsize.
Yes. And, like, also, you know, like bartenders, and they rely on tips anyway, which, I mean, San Francisco's not great and known for, notorious for tipping, but still, like, I mean, everything else does get hiked up. Like, a couple of the restaurant people like I talked to, they're like, yeah, they're gonna raise the prices if it's $15. Like, that's just, it's hard. And like San Francisco in general, like the living wage and everything is just spiked up for 15. Like, I like, there's people that are like, yeah, like if you're gonna make that much money, we know this, and everything just gets inflated. And I think there's a hope that a better solution, but I don't know if like raising it to 15 is like as minimum wage is a good idea, because obviously people that could afford it could. And that's speaking because my parents were small business owners too. Like,
mm-hmm.
it does fuck things over. in that sense. But I mean, I guess it's a scary tactic, but I think that's the only thing they had to resort to that, because I know the mayor was straight up like, this is gonna pass. Like, he's like, I'm gonna make this happen. And then the business owners freaked the fuck out, and therefore they're gonna have to project their fear onto the public. So mm-hmm. it makes sense to me. It's kind of a domino effect.
Yeah, that's fair. I just don't like the idea of a lobbying group from
that's
far
advocacy
across the
work.
Country.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
but
that's professional advocacy.
That's
work.
Them being scared.
And it's not like it doesn't happen on the the other side for
sure.
good also.
Sure. I just hate it. I hate all of it. That's what I'm saying. I hate big scare tactics. Because all scare tactics do is frighten people who can't afford to be frightened. So stop it for being jerks. That's all I'm saying.
But that's like from the get, though. Like, that's what I was trying to say is like the mayor straight up said this is going to pass. So the business owners freaked out. So they resort. Like, when people are put in a corner and they freak out, they like project that instead of like in a more rational, like less scare tactic way. And it's just like everyone perpetuates it and it sucks. But it makes sense because that's how everyone's just. That's how they were backed into the corner to freak out and be like, fuck, we need to raise the minimum wage. So San Francisco, don't make it worse than it already is, because I used to live there. I love the city. I still love the city, but it's not the same city that I fell in love with. And I can only imagine how awesome it was like 10 years ago. Right now, it's,
Christiana, how awesome was it 10 years ago?
How was it, Christiana?
It was great. It was still expensive, though. I mean, I don't know. Still.
It was another boom.
I don't know. I think like now it's like super like hipstery.
It was post tech bubble
and
there.
Gentrification shit.
It was gentrified before. I mean, the Mission is more gentrified now, but it, whatever.
I mean,
it was
not
pretty
as
fucking.
I feel like
it was
not
pretty
as
fucking
bad.
Hipster then. We shouldn't call it that. So
back in our day,
back in the day when
Fraser
was
still
Christ,
relevant.
Also, Nate, thanks for making me feel just like super old right now.
Shit, I didn't
10
do
years?
Shit.
Oh my god. No, I said Nate.
Oh yeah,
it.
Nate,
Nate's
way to
fault.
Fuck that up, bro.
What?
You son of a bitch.
All right.
Mentioning time.
I know.
Exactly.
How
dare I?
Hey. Ted gets it.
I'm old too, I understand.
You guys are all old.
That's right.
Old.
You shut up, whippersnapper.
Okay. I mean, I can only say that because it's been a while since I could call someone else old instead of being called old, right? It's been that's a long ridiculous. Time.
By what? All the, like, 17-year-olds you hang out with?
Okay, first off, y'all can not hanging out anymore.
Do you buy them booze? Is that what happens?
Cigarettes?
No. I can't. I'm pleading the fifth on everything that you're asking me. But the one 18-year-old I was hanging out with is now 19. So y'all can shove it.
Congratulations.
But I'm not hanging out with them anymore, so it's fine.
That's right. They're old enough to drink in Ontario now.
Ooh.
And not the one in Southern California.
You know what? Justin Bieber can drink. That's what he's used to.
Yep.
By the way, if you feel that something is lacking in your sex life, the normal thing to do would be to talk to your partner about it and see what's going on.
Sounds hard.
And address it somehow, right?
Yeah.
But it's apparently not everyone's style. I mean, you said it's difficult, Ted, so it's obviously
I said it's
not
hard.
Yeah. Were you making a pun?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I should have.
Well,
a
woman in Southfield, Michigan became so upset with her lover of 15 years after having some disappointing sex that she accused him of cheating on her, brandished a gun, and shot him in the stomach. What brought all this on? He didn't ejaculate enough.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. The prosecutors are appealing the decision to release 58-year-old Sadie Bell, who was sentenced to 20 months to 10 years on $10,000 bond while she appeals the conviction. But as of last week, she had not posted. According to Chief Assistant Prosecutor Paul Walton, it really did come down to the man who survived not coming enough. Quote, she was upset with him. After a sexual act that she felt he wasn't performing adequately and accused him of then having an affair, and then she took out a gun and shot him.
Seems like that escalated quickly.
It did. The prosecutor went on to say that Bell knew he was having an affair because he wasn't producing enough ejaculate. They also know
fucking me. Like, do you guys do that? Like, when you're like even more excited, do you produce more than normal? Like, more?
I think
than
it just means he shot his load too often, right? And he
yeah.
just like tapped out.
Well,
yeah.
And there's not a quantity of load. You guys don't measure that out.
I generally don't know.
No,
do you?
No, I don't measure it.
Measuring
no.
cup out? No.
No, but for instance, let's just say I have a day with myself, and
bring flowers.
Sure,
you deserve it. Anyway,
well, by the third or fourth time that day that I've gone on a romp.
Well, all day date, man.
Sure, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you got a day, by the third or fourth time, the amount that is produced is not as much. The volume.
Oh shit! So she like had a thing for this. Like she had a valid reasoning for it.
Or the guy could just be like a low producer. I mean, that is a possibility.
Or
right?
could be.
Or but, I mean, if they've been dating for a while.
Yeah, my guess is he probably just beat off that morning to internet porn. Figuring that nothing
was
gonna
cheating happen. For like some people, you guys.
It's not cheating for anybody. You don't get to make up your idea of what's cheating.
I'm a lady. Shit. That doesn't mean I'm totally kidding. Do whatever you fucking want.
And ultimately,
so it's not with another human being.
You don't actually. You don't actually get to shoot people because they did that.
That's true.
Here.
I can't argue with that. Yeah, I like how the whole, like, that's so true. Like, what Christiana just nailed it. It's like, that escalated really quickly. Like, there was no, like, transition.
Yeah.
Like,
wait a minute. That load was smaller than I remember. You were cheating on me. Admit it.
I don't think she even asked. She was like, fuck you.
That's a catch-22, right? Because if he was like, yes, he still would have got shot.
Yeah.
Mine's gone out with some dignity.
Bad times. Hey, by the way, thanks for listening to the show. And if you'd like to support the podcast, the best way to do it is if you're shopping Amazon, go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click the Shop Amazon tab, and then do your local bidding, your normal bidding. Someone will bring you your packages straight to your home or your business, wherever you'd like. Send gifts across the country. That's how I do it. It's so easy. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show, and thank you so much for doing it when you do.
Hey, Rob just ordered something.
That's nice.
He just got himself a fancy computer thing. I don't know what it is.
Nice.
Sounds fancy.
He treated himself.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself.
I'm
going
to treat myself to a fancy new quilting ruler.
Oh.
No one's going to touch that. Amazing. No one's going to touch that. Everyone's just going
to
let it.
That's right. She went to Rob. She said, I'm getting the new quilting ruler.
I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
Exactly.
Right. I'm getting it.
Can I order Chipotle through Amazon?
Not yet, but probably someday. Like, what? A drone will deliver you a burrito.
I will, like, support, like, the show, I feel like, with how much. I think people really.
Burrito drone is the beginning of Skynet, though. You realize that, right?
It's true, yeah.
It's
self-aware and full of beans.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. Maybe I should, like, opt out on the tortilla because it's hella calories.
All right. Well, with that said, let's go ahead and do this.
Yeah, the burrito bowl's
pretty
good.
The big world overwhelm you.
That's what I am right there.
Let's get small. Small town news.
We're going to my neck of the woods, Newport, Vermont, where the weather was kind to Newport this past weekend, and people enthusiastically turned out for the city's Aquafest. That's right, it's a celebration of life on the shores of Lake Memphremagog.
What?
Oh, that's right up there. Memphremagog.
Life on the shores of Lake Memphremagog. The event is in its fifth year since its revival in 2009. Went away for a while.
Yeah.
The traditional events associated with the festival, such as the Kingdom Swim and the Swimmers and Pet Parade, were included in the festivities with a few tweaks to keep them fresh, because you don't want those to get stale. While Newport's Main Street was closed off for the parade and a street dance Friday evening, the entire city was open for business on Sunday. That's right, vendors of all sorts set up booths in the drive in front of the Emory Hebbard State Office Building, and down along the boardwalk on the shores of Lake Memphremagog. For those who strolled down the bike path to the Gateway Center and the city docks, they found the annual Chowder Festival in full swing.
Chowder.
Say it, Frenchie. Chowder.
With six contestants. Six contestants vying for the title of Newport Chowder Champion.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about the State Fair on Friday. I got so much to talk about food contest.
By the way, the biggest innovation in this year's celebration was the debut of the VT-105 challenge. That's a scavenger hunt that sent teams chasing around the city in search of clues, corks, and an iguana selfie.
Corks?
Yep.
Okay.
Iguana selfie. Did it have to be a live iguana? Because I'm trying to figure if I could do this in my own neighborhood right now.
I don't know. You might be able to. The event was organized by Newport's North Country Chamber of Commerce that attracted eight teams. That's right, eight.
Wow.
Yeah, but executive director Lynn Bertrand said she hopes for more contestants as time goes by and the word gets out. So
field trip. Next year we'll go.
We're doing our part here. The race started at the Gateway Center as pairs of competitors set out with a single clue and a balloon in hand. A clue and a balloon. Each arrived at the fountain at Palmerlow Park, where Peter Jewett waited, clutching a fistful of envelopes. Sweet Jesus, this is... Each pair of contestants arrived at the fountain. Mr. Jewett pointed to two pairs of big dice floating in the water. He would hand over a clue, he explained, once the contestants had thrown a six with each die. The pace was frantic, and luck was not with Jennifer Hodges and her daughter, Brittany, who needed almost 5 minutes of throwing in order to earn a clue that sent them off toward Wendy's, where they would be required to feed each other ice cream.
This is really a blow-by-blow of this whole event, isn't it?
It is. It continues. I'm not going to read this all.
Oh, thank God. Don't.
Thank you, Nate.
I wait for Christiana to respond. Like,
can't do it tonight.
To be fair, they do have real events, like big things like a 15-mile border buster swim where you swim across the Canadian border and back.
Because you can do that in Canada without getting shot by a Texan, I guess.
That's right. You can.
The other border of the U.S. is like, it's great. We're going to raise money for charity. Something. Oh, my God. They have guns.
So just to be fair, that is the big event of the summer in Newport, Vermont. So you're welcome.
Have you ever been to that event, Nate?
I have driven by it when it happened before.
Gotcha.
I never went. I'm not big into the events like that.
Gotcha.
Especially when they have. Well, nothing but lameness. Aww. So, anyway, that's going to do
mean.
It. Yeah, well, true.
Hometown pride, y'all. Maybe not. I don't know.
It's not mean if it's true, Christiana. We learned that last week.
Oh. Mem for Magog.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Because I've introduced people to Frank Zappa, I think it's only appropriate that we leave with one of his songs. It's from Joe's Garage, Acts 1, 2, and 3. And the song is Why Does It Hurt When I Pee? Enjoy.
I thought the whole thing was Justin Bieber, but okay.
No, you didn't.
I got it from the toilet seat.
That's not how it works.
It jumped right up and grabbed my meat. Got it from the toilet Cause my bones feel like a pair of mine.